Hello, everybody. This is Daddy. And what's your name?
Baby Sunny.
Baby Sunny. And what's your
Baby
name?
Sunny second, and your baby Sunny third.
What?
Baby Sunny Jasmine.
Baby Sunny Jasmine. Okay. So, welcome to our podcast. Today, we're going to create an AI story. Another one. This is our second episode.
No, we made other ones, but we just haven't done it in a long time.
Okay, yeah, you're right. But this is our official second episode. So, the way this works, dearest friends, is we come up with some really cool ideas for a story, and we let AI create a story for us to read to you.
You know why I hurt myself? You know why I hurt
Okay,
myself?
so what kind of story do you girls want to hear today?
Hear about a mermaid that got captured by a water alien and it flew to outer space.
Whoa, okay. And Sunny, what do you want?
I don't
Do you kind of like that?
know. Too
Too
scary.
scary? Well, we can make it less scary.
Like the alien is good.
Oh, so she got captured by a good alien?
And because, like, that hear about Sunny?
Okay, so say that again. What did you want the story to be about?
A good alien carry a water alien that's good.
A water alien?
Yeah. That's good. And with his alien ship, with his transporting, he transported a mermaid to outer space to save him from the darkness.
Okay, so let's create a story about a good alien that transports a mermaid to outer space
To protect them from the darkness.
to protect them from, like, let's say, like,
And also there's only one way to fix it, like to get their gem back.
oh, okay, cool.
Like a secret charm they
So
stole.
they take them to outer space to get their magical gem
But
back.
it's guarded by shadowy creatures.
But it's guarded by shadowy creatures.
And the darkness is spreading over their land. And she defeats the darkness.
She defeats it. There's the darkness spreading over their land. And she defeats the darkness. What's the alien's name?
Maybe Mokica Illumina.
Ooh, that's awesome. I love that name. Is Illumina. And the mermaid's name, what's the mermaid's name? Let's let Sunny give the mermaid a name. What's the mermaid's name?
Dada.
No, come on. Come up with like
I
a
need
what's like a really cool mermaid's name? Like, how about like Aquaria?
No,
No?
that's a name more like for a queen, king, kingdom.
How about
Whatever.
Aurelia? No, that's
No,
too crazy.
that's kind of like
Ariella.
Ariella.
Yeah.
What about Ariella?
You like that? Ariella?
Yes, baby.
Okay, let's do mermaid's name is Ariella. Okay. Let's do it. Computing. Computing the story. Beep bop. Beep bop. Beep bop. Are you excited for the story?
But make sure you don't mess up this time.
Are you excited for the story?
Yeah, but don't mess up this time like last time. Okay, Appa? I hope they can't see it.
I'm gonna really try super hard not to mess up this time.
Yeah, because last time you tried to do it and you took a deep breath, but it was actually
I did.
a big deep breath.
Okay.
And
The name of this story is
the Pukuka.
Ariella and the Magic of the Stars.
Huh?
Let's get into it. Once upon a time, in a beautiful ocean far, far away, there lived a kind and brave mermaid named Ariella. Ariella loved to swim through the sparkling blue waters and play with the friendly fish. She had a shiny magical gem that glowed like the moon. The gem was very special because it brought light and happiness to the ocean. But one day, something terrible happened.
No, Appa, I didn't mean that. I wanted like the aliens
Well, I think, oh. Well, the gem is more the alien. Well, let's just keep reading.
gem.
Okay. Let's get through this and then we'll see how it ends up. But one day, something terrible happened. The magical gem was stolen by a shadowy creature who came from the darkest part of the sea.
Wait, see, I
It
thought
took.
that alien was bringing her to outer space.
Let's keep reading and find out if that happens. They took the gem and hid it far away, where no one could find it. Without the gem, darkness began to spread over Ariella's ocean home.
Well,
The
I thought it was in outer space.
fish were scared, and the plants began to wither. Ariella knew she had to do something. She had to get the gem back and save her ocean. But where could she go? The shadowy creatures had hidden the gem in a place that even Ariella had never heard of. Outer space. Just when she was feeling worried, a bright light appeared in the sky. It grew brighter and brighter until all of a sudden, a friendly alien named Illuminia. What did we call it?
Alumina.
Illumina. Silly me. A friendly alien named Illumina appeared before Ariella. Illumina was glowing with soft rainbow colors, and her big bright eyes sparkled like stars. "Hello, Ariella," said Illumina with a warm smile. "I heard about your missing gem and I wanted to help you get it back. But we must go to outer space to find it." Ariella was surprised. He had never been to outer space before. But she trusted Illumina. "I would love your help," she said, "but how will I breathe and swim in space?" Illumina gently touched Ariella's fin, and suddenly, Ariella could feel herself floating off the ground. With my magic, you can swim through space just like you swim through the ocean," said Illumina. With a swish of her tail, Ariella and Illumina zoomed up, up, up into the sky.
You come in.
They passed through the fluffy clouds, twinkling stars, and glowing planets. Everything was so bright and beautiful. Ariella felt like she was in a dream. Finally, they reached a dark and shadowy planet. "This is where the shadowy creatures have hidden your gem," said Illumina, pointing to a tall, spooky mountain. The mountain was covered in thick, dark clouds. Ariella took a deep breath. "We have to be brave," she said. "Let's go." Together, they swam toward the mountain. As they got closer, shadowy creatures began to appear. They were dark and scary, with glowing red eyes, but Ariella didn't let fear stop her. With a wave of her hand, Illumina created a bubble of light around them. The shadowy creatures hissed and backed away from the light. "They can't stand the light," said Illumina. "We must shine even brighter." Ariella closed her eyes and thought about all the happy things in her ocean home. She thought about the sun shining on the waves, the fish playing tag, and the warm sand on the ocean floor. As she thought, her heart filled with warmth, and the bubble of light grew even brighter. The shadowy creatures were no match for Ariella and Illumina's light. They shrieked and disappeared into the darkness, leaving the mountain clear for Ariella and Illumina to climb. At the top of the mountain, they found the magical gem. It was sitting on a throne of dark rocks, but it wasn't glowing like it used to. Ariella gently picked up the gem and held it close to her heart.
No. Illumina and it's a mix of Ariel and another
person. It's Ariella and Illumina. That's what we're saying. Let's keep reading. She closed her eyes and whispered, "Please shine again and bright like back at our world." Just like that, the gem began to glow. It started as a tiny flicker, then grew brighter and brighter until it was shining as brightly as the sun. The darkness that had covered the planet began to fade away, and the shadowy creatures disappeared for good. "Thank you, Ariella," said Illumina with a smile. "You have saved not only your ocean, but also this planet from the darkness." Ariella felt proud and happy. She knew she had done something very important. "Thank you for helping me, Illumina," she said. "I couldn't have done it without you." With the gem glowing brightly, Ariella and Illumina swam back to their ocean home. The darkness was gone, and the ocean was full of light and happiness once again. The fish cheered, and the plants began to grow tall and strong. Ariella placed the gem back in its special spot, where it could shine over the whole ocean. "I will always remember our adventure," she said. "And I will always be your friend," said Illumina, giving Ariella a big hug. From that day on, the ocean was full of light and joy, and Ariella and Illumina knew that as long as they had each other, they could overcome any darkness. And they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Wow.
That was awesome.
AI story time.
AI story time. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening to our second podcast. Okay, so should we say goodbye? Yeah. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Goodbye. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
See you later.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Gracias, señor. Dog.